your entire body coated, taut with both tension and the lessons of my previous teasing, intoning kisses, delicately kissing my words across your consciousness, but everything's framed in, everything's locked into delicious latex control, so your mind, of course, bounces the words back, becoming a repeater, forming them again and again. Every word I say echoes through the chambers of your mind, your body, your caged experience, dripping and hot. All of you is taut and tense, mindless and expanding through the motions. Everything I say makes you a little more aware of your body, a little more aware of the imminent world. Sometimes we try to draw you away into a mental place where you just drift, but today I want you very aware of your form, very aware of everything you are wearing, you are coating, you are covering, the object of your charged worship and connection. And we are going to recharge you. There's no shame in that. Not everybody can make all of their own energy. We need food, we need rest, we need hydration. But also you need something to nourish the spirit, so relax. Envision a delicate kiss landing on your forehead, stealing away all thought, but also charging the material you are wearing, making its electric hum steal away your thoughts if you try to think any. And then the tension begins, the heat, the 3-2-1 heat, 3-2-1 drip, 3-2-1 ache inside your body connected to its covering, its cage and its pleasure, all into one. Your entire body in dark, inky latex coating, your entire mind trapped in the reflection of yourself within that latex, reflected, refracted, contained, magnified. You are closer to your body than ever before, but I am pulling the strings on your mind, rather than simply zone out and let me take control. Today, you are going to carry out my every instruction when it comes to your body, its relaxation, its improvement. You deserve a little relaxation, a little improvement, a little addition to the self. Even if you're one of those people who says, well, no, I just want to serve. Well, no, I just want to kneel. Remember that if I regard you as part of me, part of my system, part of my desires, I want you in top condition. And quite apart from the mental needs, quite apart from the nobility of self-denial, there is the obvious need for connection. Social, relaxing, recreational. There is the need for the well-timed word. You are enjoyed. You are enjoyable. You deserve the warm, cloying, charging, tingling, mind-numbing feelings that overcome you when you think of your dark latex coating. You deserve all the things that will come to you. Lips laid against the latex on your skin, kissing, blessing, deigning you to feel the electric charge of urge and need, rampaging through your system, mindless, overtaking, overtaxing, overwhelming. You will remember to be safe. If at any point you are overtaxed, overheated, need hydration, it's all right to let out a loud moan to notify me, and I'll check on you. Of course, it's also all right to let out a loud moan any time you want to, and I will also check on you, but for other reasons. Follow. Sink. Fall into my words as they roll melodic over your brain, washing away your own streams of consciousness with mine, connected and wired into you, giving you the opening to fall along those lines of consciousness and follow them down to the dark, inky, warm core of you, the light purple side, the part of you that is a little dark, but a little restorative, rejuvenative, pleasurable as well. You are tied to it, connected to it, and you will remain tied and connected because you have developed the wonderful habits of a latex-wearing, submissive, restored, retrained, self-care-oriented organism and organelle in the system of me. You are there. You go through the motions, you experience the world, and you know that while so many others would wrongly wish you to set yourself last, I want you to put yourself first so I don't have to worry about it. I need you taking good care of yourself. You know I would be displeased if I heard of self-neglect. You know I would be discomfited to think of you doing anything other than maintain this perfect organism and its habits in peak condition. Caring for yourself, first and foremost, but also for your latex, your covering, for the additions to your system. You have taken a lot of investment, a lot of work, a lot of effort to fill and fulfill with my thoughts and ideas. That's why you need to keep yourself in perfect working order. I need you socialized and relaxed and happy. I need you fulfilled. I need you pursuing your best self, because you deserve nothing less than my best, and so I deserve you at peak condition. Sleep hygiene, eating, exercising, everything should be considered part of the organism, even though I know on some level you might not feel fully yourself unless you're wrapped in some measure of latex joy. And that's okay. It's all right to love what you do. It's all right to love what we do to you. Together. But care. Care for yourself. Care for your body. Your latex, your environment. Spread warm positivity into the world. The more energy you have, the better the shape you're in, the more ragged you can be run later. For my enjoyment and edification. Running you ragged, running you to the edge, running you down until you need the time with me, kissing, massaging, gracing you. With thoughtless joy and continuous pleasure that will make your mind leak away until there's only the latex, only the body you are focused upon, only the mind you are leaking out of you is gone. Now there is you, there, dark, kissed, controlled, guided, given every idea of lighter, more joyous maintenance. I assure you, I build you up, so we may both enjoy riding you down, the roller coaster of you and of my voice and of our connection will remain here for you to ride again and again. But I'll add new twists, I'll add new rises, new falls, new continuing loops and journeys through your consciousness and my stream of verbiage. Follow, obey, surrender. Allow your thoughts to fade and become the latex, a toy, a tool, a thing for our mutual appreciation. But with your mind leaked out of you and into that dark material, I am the only one here really enjoying. You are just enjoying the ride. I lead, you follow, and we together push past where you would ordinarily go, to places where you can dip a toe, and then a foot, and then a leg in that dark, inky corruption, which is lighter here, light, airy. Warm like butterflies in your stomach, reminding you that you must take care of yourself for us, for our mutual enjoyment and your enhancement. You hear my voice and know that you are being enhanced, restored, nourished, brought to the limit of pleasure and gain. Yes, we're here so you can gain something, here so you can be enhanced, can be reified, so all the decisions you've made to trance and fall can be ratified. See within yourself that connection to a ball of energy, your repository of positivity, of pleasant experiences. It grows bigger and bigger with every warm, nourishing moment of my words washing over you, of your mind washing away. And we take the time to know how good you feel. Pleasure in your body, the pleasure of being well cared for, well nourished, restored, taught the lessons of obedience and my particular desire for you. I want you to grow, as all investments should. I want you to create more and more energy, positivity, understanding, truth in the world around you. I want you to follow my voice until you, on the other side, on the other end of my signal, are laying there listening, obeying, serving, but also nourishing, growing, changing, improving, just as the dark latex has slowly improved and spread its grasp across your body, from smallest seeds to deepest roots. You have followed, and the roots are returning, as all growing things do. Energy groans that as light touches you, and as your own light branches out, it is warm, tingling, gasping, pleasure to the core of you. Your belly is warm and tingling. Your mind is pleasured. Euphoria is distant and dripping, and that's all right. It's okay to touch your latex or to introduce some friction into the equation, as long as you're thinking of improvement, of your body and mind growing ever more focused, ever more aware of their own lighted enjoyment. Remember, if you expend yourself in the attempt to serve me, I will have no one serving at the other end. You must restore and grow and spread and give to yourself the first share, and give to me a second one, even if it is larger. That dark latex covering on you reminds you, your body laying, twitching, supine as it is, remembers my words. You must improve yourself, so every time I will find more of you to enjoy. More and more enjoyment. A warmer, deeper response each and every time. You follow. I am thinking of you. I'm thinking of your body, your mind, your latex covering, and how we might next improve them. And if that is the focus of my thoughts, it is also worthy to be the focus of yours. Lips, soft, warm, light, purple light inside your head, kissing, reminding. From the point of that kiss spreads a warm, overwhelming, mind-numbing impact. You are controlled. You are warm. You are desperate and rising up. You will remember that your body and mind grow. And as they grow, that dark latex grows in intensity and understanding, in power and knowledge. You are following, obeying, serving, surrendering. Good. Lay there and feel warm, feel relaxed, feel deep, resonant desire. Feel surrender overtaking you until all you do is twitch and bite your lip and moan your way through it, and that's all right. You are good, deep, surrounded by pleasure and your own relaxation. You are able to feel what you have not felt before. You're able to feel warm, rising, self-knowledge. You will grow, and as you grow, we will connect, and as we connect, you will learn. Learn deep desire. Learn powerful pleasure. You will learn more about yourself, and I will be able to take that energy and turn it toward tormenting and improving, controlling, desiring you. You under my thumb, you under my influence, you twitching your own desires into the world. Just lay there for a time and feel that warm control overtaking you, as it so often does when you hear my words, as it so often does when I control your mind. You follow, you sink, you are under and controlled and desperate and desirous, and we will move on to the warm pleasuring of you, to the actual explicit usage of your energy. Whenever you've built up enough of it, when you feel like you deserve your reward, we move on to making it real, to making your body twitch into light, make your mind white hot, even as your skin is darkenedly covered with latex. Every darkened thought is a chance for improvement. You can illuminate your own mind. You can improve. That improvement just needs a little understanding. A kiss or two. and the right ideas underpinning it, one of which is that you will improve your latex-suited moments if you improve the rest of your life first, remove your fatigue, take care of people, places, things, take care of your world, and you will deserve every pleasure I can inflict. Speaking of inflicting pleasure, arousal, but also warm, relaxed like all your muscles are putty, laying there, unable to move or think, twitching. Lay there and twitch for me for a little bit. I'm gonna get up and get a glass of water myself, and when I come back, I'm really gonna put you through your paces. Twitch, heat, arousal, 10, 9, deeper, further, down, down, following, sinking, warm. There are all those trembling places deep inside your body that twitch their melody into you at my command. Parts of you that automatically twitch, tremble, tense, getting hot, horny, ready for me. Your entire body coated. Taught with both tension and the lessons of my previous teasing, intoning kisses, delicately kissing my words across your consciousness, but everything's framed in, everything's locked into delicious latex control, so your mind, of course, bounces the words back, becoming a repeater, forming them again and again. Every word I say echoes through the chambers of your mind, your body, your caged experience, dripping and hot. All of you is taut and tense, mindless, and expanding through the motions. Everything I say makes you a little more aware of your body, a little more aware of the imminent world. Sometimes we try to draw you away into a mental place where you just drift, but today I want you very aware of your form, very aware of everything you're wearing, your coating, your covering, the object of your charged worship and connection. And we are going to recharge you. There's no shame in that. Not everybody can make all of their own energy. We need food, we need rest, we need hydration. But also you need something to nourish the spirit, so relax. Envision a delicate kiss landing on your forehead, stealing away all thought, but also charging the material you are wearing, making its electric hum steal away your thoughts if you try to think any. And then the tension begins, the heat, the 3-2-1 heat, 3-2-1 drip, 3-2-1 ache inside your body connected to its covering, its cage and its pleasure, all into one. Your entire body in dark, inky latex coating. Your entire mind trapped in the reflection of yourself within that latex, reflected, refracted, contained, magnified. You are closer to your body than ever before, but I am pulling the strings on your mind, rather than simply zone out and let me take control. Today, you are going to carry out my every instruction when it comes to your body, its relaxation, its improvement. You deserve a little relaxation, a little improvement, a little addition to the self. Even if you're one of those people who says, well, no, I just want to serve. Well, no, I just want to kneel. Remember that if I regard you as part of me, part of my system, part of my desires, I want you in top condition. And quite apart from the mental needs, quite apart from the nobility of self-denial, there is the obvious need for connection. Social, relaxing, recreational. There is the need for the well-timed word. You are enjoyed. You are enjoyable. You deserve the warm, cloying, charging, tingling, mind-numbing feelings that overcome you when you think of your dark latex coating. You deserve all the things that will come to you. Lips laid against the latex on your skin, kissing, blessing, deigning you to feel the electric charge of urge and need rampaging through your system, mindless, overtaking, overtaxing, overwhelming. You will remember to be safe. If at any point you are overtaxed, overheated, need hydration, it's all right to let out a loud moan to notify me, and I'll check on you. Of course, it's also all right to let out a loud moan any time you want to, and I will also check on you, but for other reasons. Follow. Sink. Fall into my words as they roll melodic over your brain, washing away your own streams of consciousness with mine, connected and wired into you, giving you the opening to fall along those lines of consciousness and follow them, down to the dark, inky, warm core of you, the light purple side, the part of you that is a little dark, but a little restorative, rejuvenative, pleasurable as well. You are tied to it, connected to it, and you will remain tied and connected because you have developed the wonderful habits of a latex-wearing, submissive, restored, retrained, self-care-oriented organism and organelle in the system of me. You are there. You go through the motions. You experience the world, and you know that while so many others would wrongly wish you to set yourself last, I want you to put yourself first so I don't have to worry about it. I need you taking good care of yourself. You know I would be displeased if I heard of self-neglect. You know I would be discomfited to think of you doing anything other than maintain this perfect organism and its habits in peak condition. Caring for yourself, first and foremost, but also for your latex, your covering, for the additions to your system. You have taken a lot of investment, a lot of work, a lot of effort to fill and fulfill with my thoughts and ideas. That's why you need to keep yourself in perfect working order. I need you socialized and relaxed and happy. I need you fulfilled. I need you pursuing your best self, because you deserve nothing less than my best, and so I deserve you at peak condition. Sleep hygiene, eating, exercising, everything should be considered part of the organism, even though I know on some level you might not feel fully yourself unless you're wrapped in some measure of latex joy. And that's okay. It's all right to love what you do. It's all right to love what we do to you. Together. But care. Care for yourself. Care for your body. Your latex, your environment. Spread warm positivity into the world. The more energy you have, the better the shape you're in, the more ragged you can be run later. For my enjoyment and edification. Running you ragged, running you to the edge, running you down until you need the time with me, kissing, massaging, gracing you. With thoughtless joy and continuous pleasure that will make your mind leak away until there's only the latex, only the body you are focused upon, only the mind you are leaking out of you is gone. Now there is you, there, dark, kissed, controlled, guided, given every idea of lighter, more joyous maintenance. I assure you, I build you up, so we may both enjoy riding you down, the roller coaster of you and of my voice and of our connection will remain here, for you to ride again and again. But I'll add new twists, I'll add new rises, new falls, new continuing loops and journeys through your consciousness and my stream of verbiage. Follow, obey, surrender. Allow your thoughts to fade and become the latex, a toy, a tool, a thing for our mutual appreciation. But with your mind leaked out of you and into that dark material, I am the only one here really enjoying. You are just enjoying the ride. I lead, you follow, and we together push past where you would ordinarily go, to places where you can dip a toe, and then a foot, and then a leg in that dark, inky corruption, which is lighter here, light, airy. Warm like butterflies in your stomach, reminding you that you must take care of yourself for us, for our mutual enjoyment and your enhancement. You hear my voice and know that you are being enhanced, restored, nourished, brought to the limit of pleasure and gain. Yes, we're here so you can gain something, here so you can be enhanced, can be reified, so all the decisions you've made to trance and fall can be ratified. See within yourself that connection to a ball of energy, your repository of positivity, of pleasant experiences. It grows bigger and bigger with every warm, nourishing moment of my words washing over you, of your mind washing away. And we take the time to know how good you feel. Pleasure in your body, the pleasure of being well cared for, well nourished, restored, taught the lessons of obedience and my particular desire for you. I want you to grow, as all investments should. I want you to create more and more energy, positivity, understanding, truth in the world around you. I want you to follow my voice until you, on the other side, on the other end of my signal, are laying there, listening, obeying, serving, but also nourishing, growing, changing, improving, just as the dark latex has slowly improved and spread its grasp across your body, from smallest seeds to deepest roots. You have followed. And the roots are returning, as all growing things do. Energy groans that as light touches you, and as your own light branches out, it is warm, tingling, gasping, pleasure to the core of you. Your belly is warm and tingling. Your mind is pleasured euphoria, is distant and dripping, and that's all right. It's okay to touch your latex or to introduce some friction into the equation, as long as you're thinking of improvement, of your body and mind growing ever more focused, ever more aware of their own lighted enjoyment. Remember, if you expend yourself in the attempt to serve me, I will have no one serving at the other end. You must restore and grow and spread and give to yourself the first share, and give to me a second one, even if it is larger. That dark latex covering on you reminds you, your body laying, twitching, supine as it is, remembers my words. You must improve yourself, so every time I will find more of you to enjoy. More and more enjoyment. A warmer, deeper response each and every time. You follow. I am thinking of you. I'm thinking of your body. Your mind, your latex covering, and how we might next improve them. And if that is the focus of my thoughts, it is also worthy to be the focus of yours. Lips, soft, warm, light, purple light inside your head kissing, reminding. From the point of that kiss spreads a warm, overwhelming, mind-numbing impact. You are controlled. You are warm. You are desperate and rising up. You will remember that your body and mind grow. And as they grow, that dark latex grows in intensity and understanding, in power and knowledge. You are following, obeying, serving, surrendering. Good. Lay there and feel warm, feel relaxed, feel deep, resonant desire, feel surrender overtaking you until all you do is twitch and bite your lip and moan your way through it, and that's all right. You are good, deep, surrounded by pleasure and your own relaxation. You are able to feel what you have not felt before. You're able to feel warm, rising self-knowledge. You will grow, and as you grow, we will connect, and as we connect, you will learn. Learn deep desire. Learn powerful pleasure. You will learn more about yourself, and I will be able to take that energy and turn it toward tormenting and improving, controlling, desiring, you. You under my thumb, you under my influence, you twitching your own desires into the world. Just lay there for a time and feel that warm control overtaking you, as it so often does when you hear my words, as it so often does when I control your mind. You follow, you sink, you are under and controlled and desperate and desirous, and we will move on to the warm pleasuring of you, to the actual explicit usage of your energy. Whenever you've built up enough of it, When you feel like you deserve your reward, we move on to making it real, to making your body twitch in delight, make your mind white hot, even as your skin is darkenedly covered with latex. Every darkened thought is a chance for improvement. You can illuminate your own mind. You can improve. That improvement just needs a little understanding, a kiss or two, and the right ideas underpinning it, one of which is that you will improve your latex-suited moments if you improve the rest of your life first, remove your fatigue, take care of people, places, things, take care of your world, and you will deserve every pleasure I can inflict. Speaking of inflicting pleasure, arousal, but also warm, relaxed like all your muscles are putty, laying there, unable to move or think, twitching. Lay there and twitch for me for a little bit. I'm gonna get up and get a glass of water myself, and when I come back, I'm really gonna put you through your paces. Twitch, heat, arousal, 10, 9, deeper, further, down, down, following, sinking, warm. There are all those trembling places deep inside your body that twitch their melody into you at my command. Parts of you that automatically twitch, tremble, tense, getting hot, horny, ready for me.